It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy's here at Gen Con 2014. I'm over at what they call the Artist Spotlight, and I'm sitting down for a couple of minutes with, well, I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Luke Ski, and I do funny songs that nerds like.
And, yeah, you do quite a few funny songs that nerds like, right? You're a member of the FOMP.
Well, I just put out my 11th full-length comedy music album, so this weekend is my 20th anniversary performing my comedy music act at conventions, because Gen Con 1994 was the first time I performed, so Gen Con 2014 is the 20-year anniversary.
And for the sake of the listeners, I also saw that you're the most requested Dr. Demento artist of the 21st century, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is great. I'm crazy about the material.
Well, thanks a lot.
I love, are you a Trekker or a Trekkie?
Yeah, you might be a Trekkie. The original version of that was recorded at Gen Con in 1998 in Milwaukee, and the more recent version that's on my Greatest Hits album was recorded at MarsCon in 2005. So it has a few extra new jokes in it. But yeah.
Okay, so let me ask you this. When did you start playing instruments?
Well, I played instruments throughout grade school and high school. I played viola and clarinet and percussion, and I had, you know, some amount of musical training. But in this day and age, I really don't play my own instruments for the songs that I do. I hire out my friends from thefump.com and various other people that I know to create backing tracks for me, or at least that's mainly what I've been doing for most of my career. More recently, I've acquired some hardware and software of my own and borrowed my friend's keyboard so that I could start composing tracks myself. So either I'm using those or I'm sending those to other people and saying, here's the general idea of what I want. Can you, you know, spiff this up, make it a little bit better for me? And then, you know, they'll create stuff that way. But basically, I have been requiring heavily on the help of friends of mine who are much more experienced in the creation of music, because I figure I would rather have my songs sound better with help from other people than try to do it myself and have it not be as good as it could be, because many of my friends are super, super talented. So I kind of let them handle that side of it, and then I handle the, you know, writing and you know, vocal performance side of it for the most part.
And when did you start doing this comedy or comedy/parody? I don't think you do that much parody, do you?
These days I don't do as much parody as I used to. When I first started, I was almost exclusively doing parodies for my first, I believe it was 3 albums or so. And then I started getting more comfortable with myself as a writer to come up with original song ideas, and started working on a couple of new tracks for every album that came along, up until I, got to a point where, nowadays, you know, the majority of the ideas I think of are all original song ideas, and then I get the occasional idea for a parody, and I'll still do those because I personally find parodies to be a lot of fun to do. Some people look down on them like it's something, you know, that just a bunch of, like, you know, hacks and wannabes do to, you know, do comedy. And my attitude is, parodies are fun, they're awesome, I'm going to keep doing them when I feel like doing them.
And who were your influences or inspirations for this?
Well, my biggest inspirations were, on the comedy side of things, Dr. Demento and the Fat Boy, or excuse me, Dr. Demento and Weird Al Yankovic. And then on the hip-hop side of things, because I do a lot of hip-hop songs, is the Fat Boys and Digital Underground. And a lot of other acts like that. So I kind of grew up with this mix of novelty music and old school hip hop music back from when it was first starting to become a national thing. So that's why about half of the stuff I do tends to be hip hop oriented, and the other half is just kind of every other genre you can think of, you know, rock, pop, folk, blues, just whatever fits the joke that I would like to do for that song. the best. So,
and in terms of the new media order, I know you're like, you embrace Creative Commons. The FUMP embraces Creative Commons.
Yep.
I grew up in the 60s and 70s. I remember buying an album, and inside the album was this newspaper-looking ad that said the 8-track was going to destroy the music industry. You know, so there's extremes on the spectrum. I like to call it the new media order. What's your take on it?
Well, being the old-school nostalgic person that I am, I still enjoy physical media. I like the fact that I have an IKEA shelf back home that has, you know, 500 comedy albums on it. You know, so I'm a comedy album collector on CD. But, you know, it seems that nowadays that, you know, the younger generation isn't, you know, so attached to, you know, owning the physical copy of the album. So everything is now is about putting it up on the net where everyone can hear it for free without any barriers. And then if they want to purchase it, they can purchase it, you know, digitally to download or whatever. And, you know, some people still have physical CDs you can order. And I'm, you know, trying very hard to adapt to the new way of doing things. I started my Bandcamp page relatively recently. And I have all of my albums up there, both digitally and on CD for people to get. So, so I don't know. It's like I'm happy that we're at a point in creative society where anyone can create anything they want and put it out there for the public to get and to be exposed and to, you know, establish a following, etc. But, you know, part of me still, you know, is a cranky old man on the inside who's like, you know, I put X amount of effort into this thing and somebody should have to purchase it in order to get it so that I am rewarded for the work that I did. And, you know, that seems to be, you know, a very, you know, old-timey notion at this point. So, basically, how much it bothers me depends on what day you ask me. Some days I don't care, and some days I'm just kind of like, damn it, people, stop, you know. So, in fact, I was going to say, there is a song on my new album. The new album is called Fourth Grade Talent Show, and the song is a parody of a Digital Underground song, which was originally called Do What You Like, and it was myself and my good friend Devo Spice. Actually, he took the lead on this, but we wrote it together. A parody of Do What You Like called Pay What You Like, which is about the new digital media content paradigm and both kind of the plus side and the negative side, trying to explore the whole topic. So that track was just posted up at thefump.com today for the 4-minute single version, but there is an 8-minute long like full album version of that same tune on my album Fourth Grade Talent Show, which you can get at my Bandcamp page. You can get that individual track for the price of Pay What You Like, for, you know, name your price. So go check out that song in, you know, either version. You can download them both, and people will hopefully get a kick out of, you know, us exploring that topic thoroughly.
You mentioned, and I got to go back, you mentioned 500 comedy albums?
Yeah, I have this collection of you know, stand-up and, you know, some of it's stand-up, some of it's comedy music, some of it's, you know, all different types of comedy music, comedy in various forms on, you know, CD as an album. I have over 500 comedy albums in my collection at home.
Do you have a favorite? Because I can tell you right away what my favorite is.
Well, there's certain favorites that are kind of milestones in my past. Actually, I've been trying to hunt down an old LP from the 80s, you know, an actual vinyl album. There was the, you know, famous company KTEL that put out many compilation albums way back in the day. And there was they put out an LP in 1982 called Just for Laughs. And on that album was Frank Zappa's Valley Girl. What else is on there? Bob and Doug McKenzie's Take Off. Just a bunch of really classic, you know, early 80s novelty tunes. But also on there was the first two tracks ever released by Weird Al Yankovic, which were My Bologna, the original bathroom recording from his college days, and the live Dr. Demento on the Air recording of Another One's Rides the Bus. So that whole album is just full of songs that really put me on the path of wanting to have an interest in collecting and eventually making comedy music. So recently, when I was off promoting FumpFest, I was hitting all these record stores trying desperately to find a copy of this 1982 KTEL LP called Just for Laughs, and I was not able to find it anywhere. I think somebody's selling a cassette version of that collection on Amazon or something for a really high price, excuse me, like $80 or something like that. But I really want to get the vinyl LP so that I can frame it and hang it on my wall, because I kind of view that album as like, that was the album that inspired me to want to start making funny music. There's also the Dr. Demento Novelty Hits of the 1980s LP, which I did find a copy of. Early on in my life, you know, there was like, you know, Weird Al Yankovic's Dare to Be Stupid album, Billy Crystal's Marvelous album, which is mainly stand-up and character work. That one stands out to me. Jumping ahead several years, kind of my high school to college era, there was a band called Green Jello, also known as Green Jelly, but I called them Green Jello because that's what they was originally called. They put out an album called Serial Killer in 1993 that was like such an awesome, hilarious album full of kind of hard rock comedy songs. So I really love that one. Moving on to later in life, one of my favorite sketch comedy albums of all time is Fire Sign Theater's Give Me Immortality or Give Me Death. And let's see, what else? That's just, you know, just a handful of many of the albums that I really, really enjoy.
I had every single Cosby vinyl, and my personal favorite was Noah. It was a whole side of vinyl, if you remember.
I'm very proud that I own everything George Carlin ever released on CD, I own. So,
oh, that is awesome.
Which is about 33 discs altogether, so I'm really proud of that. So,
Before we forget, where would they find you online?
Oh, well, my main website is thegreatlukeski.com. However, recently there have been some issues with it, so sometimes it isn't up like it's supposed to be. Finding thegreatlukeski.com, go to lukeski.bandcamp.com. That's L-U-K-E-S-K-I, lukeski.bandcamp.com. And you can listen to all my albums there for free, and they're all available to purchase on CD or as a digital download.
And you had mentioned earlier that, you know, you're still kind of old school with the CDs, but you did get jiggy with the podcasting pretty quickly. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, I was not an early adopter to podcasting, but my best friend, Carrie Dalby, who I do music with quite frequently, she after she got into listening to podcasts, she decided that she wanted to have a podcast of her own, but she did not want to have to do any of the work to make it exist. So she basically said, you and I should do a podcast together, you know, meaning like, you know, I should be the one who's doing all the work to make the podcast a thing. And since she and I have an interesting history and an interesting way of interacting with each other, we decided to call the podcast Luke and Carrie's Bad Rapport. So the website for that is badrapport.com, BADRAPPORT.com. And we started that in the fall of 2009. We talk a lot. It's never really particularly interesting or entertaining, but I do play some comedy songs in it that I like so that people can, you know what stuff that I'm listening to, or, you know, either currently or stuff from the past they may never have heard before. So that's my podcast, Bad Rapport. I also do a weekly podcast with Devo Spice from TheFump.com. The Fump, by the way, is the Funny Music Project, TheFump.com. And if you sign up for that feed, you can get new comedy songs posted twice a week on Tuesdays and Fridays. You can sign up for the feed and get all these great comedy songs. More information on that at TheFump.com. But every week, Devo Spice and I do a live podcast over Dementia Radio where we interview the people who posted the two most recent songs at TheFump.com and find out, you know, what their creative process was for creating those songs. So we call that the Funny Music Podcast, or the Fumpcast for short. And then there's the newest podcast I've been doing with my friend Kyle called Kyle and Luke Talk About Toons, which is a podcast for animation fans. Kyle Carroza, a.k.a. TV's Kyle, who does the comedy music, is an animation professional out in the Los Angeles area, and I'm just, you know, a illustrator and, you know, caricature artist, cartoonist, who's a huge fan of animation. So we record an episode, we post an episode every 2 weeks, just talking about whatever animation stuff we feel like talking about. So I'm trying to think of other things I could mention, as long as I'm, you know, promoting the heck out of everything in the world. We've mentioned, of course, the Dr. Demento show a whole lot. He is still on the air. You can hear his show at drdemento.com. New episode every week, and there's over 1,000 episodes from the past 40-plus years in his archives. I am involved with a couple of conventions that do a lot of comedy music. One is called MarsCon, and the website for that is marscondementia.com. And the FUMP has our own event now called FUMPFest, and that's at FUMPFest.com. I do a sketch comedy thing with my friends Devo Spice, Shoebox of Worm Quartet, and Chris from Power Salad called Cirque du So What. And our website for that is CirqueDuSoWhat.net. And
God hates comedy musicians.
Yep. There's also the Logan Awards, which we give out every year. If you're interested in helping pick the best comedy songs of each calendar year, go check out the details at LoganAwards.com. And my illustration work can be found at ArtByLukeSki.com. That's my quote-unquote day job, what I do to make a living when I'm not at conventions attempting to, sell CDs and do funny music shows. And I mentioned it briefly before, Dementia Radio is a streaming comedy music service, and that's at dementiaradio.org. So that's me plugging all of the things.
Well, I thank you for that, because that's basically why we exist at Indie Nation. That's all we do is plug. One more thing I always like to ask the artists and musicians. Mm-hmm. There's probably somebody who's downloading this, listening to it, that wants to do exactly what you're doing today. Any advice or suggestions?
To quote the old Nike slogan, just do it. And I'll mention over at the FUMP, we have a page called the Sideshow page, which is basically meant to be a place where anybody can post whatever comedy songs they want. So it's basically a way to get amateurs and people just starting out, a place where they can, if they can write or record a song, even if it isn't like a super high quality, slick piece of work, they can still post it up at the FUMP Sideshow page and get it out there for other fans to hear and to get some fan feedback and, try to grow this community and try to grow new comedy music artists, because we want this art form to continue with new people making new comedy songs. So go to thefump.com and look for the page marked at the Sideshow. And to those of you who already are at a bit more of a professional level with your, sound recording and writing and stuff, we do have a submit button there at thefump.com. So if you want to submit one of your songs for main page consideration, you can do that. And the core members of the FUMP group will kind of do our internal vote on it. And if we think that it passes our level of standards, we'll post it up at the main page of the FUMP. So we're just trying to, we call it the Funny Music Project because we want to, keep the niche art form of the comedy song alive, and foster new artists and have it be a thing, especially in the day and age where Weird Al Yankovic can have the number one song on Billboard. Certainly comedy music is not, a mere novelty anymore. So that's what we're all about.
Is there anything you think I should have asked you that I forgot? Anything you want to add?
Other than, the fact that I said before, I have a new album called Fourth Grade Talent Show. It just came out. It has my piece about Disney buying Star Wars called When You Wish Upon a Death Star, which was number 3 on Dr. Demento's Top 25 last year and also won the Logan Award for Outstanding Parody Song for the year of 2012. The new album has that. It has my new hit called Fake Adult, which was my anthem to myself having turned 40 years old. There's lots of other great, pop culture stuff, some personal stuff, but it's all funny music there on Fourth Grade Talent Show by the great Luke Ski. Get it at lukeski.bandcamp.com.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. I'm really glad I got together with you.
Sure, no problem.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015. See you there.